And now West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, we talked with a local history teacher recently about the origin of the United States of America as we celebrate the 248th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence this week. Carrollton High School history teacher Nick White emphasizing that the 13 colonies fought to become sovereign states not so much because they did not want to pay taxes, but did not want to pay taxes without representation within the Kingdom of Great Britain.
And I think a lot of people don't get the crux of the matter, which is not the taxes. It's not having a say in the taxes. You know, I see the memes where it's like, hey, 200 years ago, we fought a war over, a 2% tea tax. What are we doing? Well, it's not about the amount of tax money. It's about having someone with a say. You're going to tell me I got to do something and there's nobody representing me, which is why we have that representative government that we have today.
White says the majority of the Declaration's 27 complaints against King George III that constitute the proof of the right to rebellion deal with lack of representation.
As you read these 27 repeated usurpations of the king, the vast majority of these have to deal with not feeling represented. I guess one thing that I would like to bring to 2024, and we have people that don't care about their representation. They don't know who their local representatives are. They don't know, you know, who their two state senators are. They don't know what those people stand for even. They just are, a lot of people are voting for either a Republican or a Democrat just because that's what they're supposed to do, and they have no clue who their representation is. They don't know if that person actually represents who they are, and we did. So for me, it's not so much the taxes, it's the representation.
Ed White also discussed many of those who crafted the Declaration of Independence, including Thomas Jefferson, and what Jefferson likely meant by declaring unalienable rights that include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
According to Jefferson, I think one of the ways he derived it was a meaningful life. And if you look back to the ancient Greeks and the Romans, they wanted to live a life that was so meaningful that when they died, they continued to live on through their stories and their lore. And they did that, right? And so these men did that as well. They lived a meaningful life because we're still talking about them in 2024. And so I think, you know, we get caught up saying, I want a boat, or I want to go to Hollywood, and I want to be famous on TikTok. But no, it's to live a meaningful life that has impacted others in such a way that when your body passes away, that your life does not. You live on through the stories of your loved ones and your friends and your community. Oh man, this guy was so great because this is what he put into our community, right? That we do mess up on that. We think, well, I get the right to be happy. I can do this and be this. Well, that's not it. You have the ability to be meaningful.
And that complete Community Voice episode with White is archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.